This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
In the first season of Dead Eyes, we set out to find out why Tom Hanks fired me from that small speaking role in Band of Brothers. Got some theories on what really happened from some friends in show business, even my mom and dad. I talked to the actor who replaced me and even acted out the scene I was supposed to be in with members of the original cast. For season two, I'll be talking to some people who did not fire me, even though they could have. I figure I've spent so much time trying to understand how things went wrong, why not analyze a few instances when things went right? It's still the same investigation, we're just expanding the scope of it. We're solving for X, if I remember correctly how algebra works. And I'm not sure that I do. There's still plenty more to learn about why Tom Hanks fired me. And to get ready for our second season, I turn to someone whose instincts are always on the mark, podcast-wise. Someone who's been in the storytelling game for a long time and knows how to cut right to the heart of what's important.
Well, it's so nice to talk to you, Ira.
So nice to talk to you. I literally have no idea what we're about to do.
Well, I think I had run into you quite a while ago, and I had told you I was working on this idea for a podcast. I think I had sort of told you about my Band of Brothers experience.
Which I was disturbed and surprised by, yes.
I wanted to ask your advice a little bit because it's been very important to me from the beginning of doing this podcast that I think some people assumed when I started it that I must have already had the ending in my back pocket.
Wait, is there a question that the podcast is trying to answer?
I mean, the big question is, and I guess it's less of a question than a conversation that I'd like to happen, is that in my experience of it, I was in a room with Tom Hanks and a few other people, and I'd like to talk to the people who were in that room and find out. And it may be that they have no memory of what happened because it was one of many things that were going on while they were making the biggest TV miniseries of all time.
But I still don't understand. What's the thing you're trying to figure out by doing a whole podcast? Like, what's the thing you want to know?
I want to know if Tom Hanks said that he thought I had dead eyes. That, I don't know.
Did you just say that you want to get an answer from Tom Hanks about this?
Yeah.
Tom Hanks isn't going to remember this.
But he might remember it because it was a, you know, it was a hassle that day. They had to, even if he remembers it in the same way that you might remember, like, getting bit by a mosquito or something or stung by a bee. I think it would be nice to sit down and have a conversation with him about this and also to find out if he has experiences that made him feel like that early in his career.
Oh, yeah. I bet he has.
I mean, John Hamm has said he'll go into the room with me and re-audition with me. He'll read with me if Tom Hanks will let me re-audition for him. That's what I want to do. I want to go into the room and re-audition with Tom Hanks because I think it'll be funny.
That is funny.
Does that seem like a worthwhile goal for a podcast?
I mean, are you saying for me as a listener or for you as somebody who needs to get something that out of his heart? Do you know what I mean? Is it going to be good for me or is it going to be good for you? I think if you still feel driven to return to this moment, I don't know. It does seem like it would put it to bed if it's not been put to bed.
You think that there'll always be something else that'll be eating at me?
No, I don't. No. I'm saying yeah, if you got to re-audition with Tom Hanks and to talk to him about this, it would definitely like put an end to the experience unless he says something even worse than the dead eyes thing. Have you contemplated that?
I have not.
Like, it could go worse. Maybe dead eyes was just a euphemism for something even worse about you that they weren't saying.
Oh my. It hadn't occurred to me, and this is very helpful because I need to be prepared for that possibility.
But I bet that's not going to happen. I bet like he's a normal person and he'll be utterly gracious and won't try to torture you. He seems like a lovely man who is not going to try to torture a fellow actor.
Let me ask your advice on something. We haven't actually reached out to him because I sort of felt like there were points along the journey that I needed to get to before I went right to trying to meet with Tom Hanks. And so we sort of did the first season without an official ask. There's an implicit ask in the existence of the podcast itself. Mm-hmm. But we haven't done that thing of actually sending a letter. And so I bought an old vintage typewriter, which was supposed to arrive in working condition, and now I'm trying to fix it. My thought is that I want to write Tom Hanks a letter and ask him if he'll talk to me about this. If I write a letter like that, I'm stumped at the very beginning of it because I don't know whether you write that letter, Dear Mr. Hanks, Dear Tom Hanks, Dear Tom. Each one of them really seems...
Yeah, no. I would go with Dear Tom Hanks.
That was my impulse, but I was like, each one felt like I had an issue with each version of that.
I think we should take these one by one. I think Dear Mr. Hanks is too formal and obsequious.
Yeah.
And Dear Tom is too familiar.
Too familiar. Yeah.
And he's like Charlie Brown. It's Tom Hanks. You know, like it's the whole name.
Do you think it should be a short letter or a long letter?
Everything should always be a short letter.
That's very helpful. That's very, very helpful. Have you ever come across Tom Hanks in any of your travels?
I have. But I've got no pull with Tom Hanks. I'm just another movie fan. You know what I mean? I got nothing.
Right. But you've met him.
I have met him.
And he was nice?
Lovely.
This is going to sound like an overly ambitious question, but how do you get a Peabody Award? It just occurred to me that like this is the first thing I've ever done where I feel like I'm technically like it could happen.
Totally could happen. Yeah.
And I think it would be really funny. I think it would be really funny if a show like this got a Peabody. I think it would be amusing.
Well, Connor, I'm sitting here at my computer and just coincidentally today in my email, I got an email from the Peabody Awards.
Are they asking for recommendations?
Peabody Awards will begin accepting submissions on Thursday, October 1st for consideration for best storytelling from 2020. Entries must be programs that have aired or are scheduled to air within the calendar year. Guidelines and more information are available at their website. Peabody accepts submissions and programming across news, entertainment, documentary, children's programming, and public service. Produced for radio and podcasting, television and streaming for online platforms. Full descriptions and guidelines are here. So you have from October 1st through December 16th at 11:59 p.m. Pacific time to get in your application.
I'm going to do it.
I support you.
Oh, thank you. Can I put that in my packet?
Sure.
New episodes of Dead Eyes start on October 22nd, right here in this feed. I'm going to go start typing that letter to Tom Hanks. See you soon.
That was a HeadGum Original.